drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, give me all of you. Cards on the table, we're both showing heart. Risking it all, though it's hard. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
God bless everybody. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yay. So I love it. There's so many people on the line. We have Leah. Welcome, Leah. And we have Jerry. And we have Joe. And we have Tana. And we have Keith. And we have Pat. Oh, what a great lineup.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi.
I love you all.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Love you, Jesus. Hey, Chad.
Yay. Yeah, let's see who we have in chat. We have Carol.
Hi, Carol.
I don't know who Glory to God is. Welcome.
Oh, it's Roman.
Roman, okay.
Okay, Roman's
everybody.
Funny. Yes,
hey, Roman.
Hi, Kate.
Hey,
hi,
Roman.
Yeah, to be able to Roman.
We thought he was a troll, so I kicked him.
Judy.
Hi, honeys.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Keith. Yeah, Roman went to, like, knock your socks off or sock something yesterday. And she...
it was funny. And we want to welcome Chris and Carol.
Hi,
and Nick. Yep, and Raina and Michelle and Rojo. And, of course, Tana's on the line as well as in chat. And one,
awesome.
Two, three, four, five guests. We're so glad you're here. Gosh, everybody, this is so, it's just comical, isn't it? I mean, come on. We
hey,
are.
Hey, the gang's all here.
It's fun, though. It's fun to still be here and see all of this. Anyway, yeah, so I hope this time works for everybody. an hour later.
Bear? Oh, no.
Yeah.
There's a bear running around outside. Oh, my gosh.
A bear?
A bear.
Really?
We have a bear. Somebody's chasing
really?
It. Oh, my gosh.
What?
It's running around loose. My daughter ran out and is getting in her Jeep. Oh, my gosh.
Be careful. Be careful.
No, we have bears. We're up on a mountain. We're like in no man's land.
They're dangerous. Bears are really dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, no. One almost got my daughter last year.
Whoa.
It lunged at her and stick the garbage out at night. So
oh, yeah.
Came at,
oh, yeah, they're powerful.
Terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where's my crazy daughter going? Oh, my God. Oh, no, my other dog. I think he got loose. He's running after the bear. And that's what she's got in the truck to go get him. I mean, the Jeep. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Everybody say a bear prayer.
Amen.
No, this is a cur hound we have, and it's like he goes after stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not good.
Well, I'll say bear prayer. Can you guys hear
oh,
me?
Oh, bear
okay?
prayer. Just protect the dog. I don't care about the bear.
Yeah. Amen. Father, protect Pat's family and her lovely dog.
Gizmo. Oh, my gosh.
Gizmo. And...
I think, because I don't see him.
Make
oh, my
well,
gosh.
Jesus name.
Oh, my gosh. Our other daughter's just walking in from the store. Oh, my. Oh, is this here? Oh, he's here. Oh, he's here. Oh, all right. I thought you were
she
out there.
Out,
what did she do? I'm sorry, guys. I'm so. Why did Mom get in the Jeep and go after the bear?
No, she didn't. She went after Gizmo.
Gizmo, he did get out.
Dude,
yeah.
That prayer
oh,
has
he said
a
he's here. He's here. He did get out. Okay, she got him. Oh, my gosh.
Second Gizmo.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, dear
Amen.
God. Oh, Giz, you were a trip.
Yeah.
She was walking him, and he broke loose, and he's chasing the bear. Oh, my gosh. All right. Okay. I'm sorry. We only have an hour, and I don't want to ramble anymore about bears and dogs. Okay. Go ahead. thank
hey,
you for
Judy,
the bear. Bear.
Well, welcome to the Raptor-Centric Nature Report.
Oh, you're crazy. We're all crazy.
You know what, Pat? We're all family. Your drama is our drama.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to have a whole line dedicated just to Pat and her drama. We can dial in. And just
oh, I'm
down.
So sorry. I didn't mean to go on, but, I mean, this dog, you don't know this dog. I mean, he'll take on anything. It's a, you know, he's big, but he's not that big. He's got to bark like a...
We have time for you and your bear. We do.
Oh, it's okay. She's backing up the Jeep now, so that's okay.
Today is a super moon.
Oh, you
know that,
man.
Everybody's I didn't know that. We have a super red blood moon today.
Oh, my gosh.
Tonight, yeah. I mean, this is there's five of them this year. I didn't
what
even
is,
know
what's
that.
What's today? Today's July,
well,
whatever.
July 11th.
It's going to be tonight.
I don't even know what day it is. It's 11th, all right.
There's five this year, and this
okay.
one's on a full moon. And the other one, I think, is in August 9th or something, September 9th. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was July 12th. It's on the 11th?
It's
on the 11th?
Tonight until tomorrow morning. They said you'll see it at 6 in the morning at the perfect, and then the sun will come out. So it's night all the way into the morning, yeah.
Oh, my.
That's prophetic, though, because Israel's at war, you know.
I know. Oh, really big, thick into it. They might go in, huh?
Yeah. yeah. It's huge. I mean,
I know my friends on
huge prophecy on we have a super moon next year. I didn't realize there's five this year.
Yeah, Keith, I didn't either. I heard it from you when you posted that link, and you and I are both always looking for these things. I was like, is this even forecast? Like, this is, you know, now with the Israel war, it's so prophetic.
Yeah.
And I did not know this one was coming.
Exactly.
I don't know if any of us
did. No.
Right. I don't think anybody knew,
There's 2,000 homes destroyed in Gaza, and there's like over 100 people killed. So it's like really, really bad.
Well,
yeah. But if they would stop shooting rockets into Israel, it would stop.
Yeah.
I think.
And
yeah.
6.8 earthquake today in Japan near Fukushima.
Oh,
and they're having the typhoon hit today as well on top of that.
Oh, man. It's just everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Huge.
Oh, my goodness.
I think Pat's trying to one-up us, Keith. I think we're going to have our red heifers, and she's going to have a bear.
We have bears. They're black bears. They're not the grizzlies. They're the black bears. And, No, but, you know, just very quick, before we got this house, the woman who lived here, her daughter, which was like in her 20s, was by the door. She came in at 2 o'clock in the morning, and the bear was right by the door, and she bumped into the bear. But the bear ran. He ran. He got so scared. So they're afraid, except when they're getting into the garbage. Then they're not afraid. Then you got to be careful.
Yeah, that's crazy, you
know? Oh, it's not.
Well, I mean, this is crazy what's going on with Fukushima, because they got the typhoon there and they've got, you know, the earthquake. So, I mean, this more signs and more signs. It's like, wow.
I know.
That Israel thing is getting crazy. They're getting,
it's
so out of control. They're cutting off the water to the Hamas leaders and you know, the rockets.
But you heard what the Hamas leader said. He said,
what?
Well, we're in for the long haul. This is going to be a long going.
He said that?
We're not giving up. Yeah, he says we're not.
Yeah.
We're going to just take this on.
I know they wanted to cut off the power to some area, but they wouldn't let them.
Okay.
The lights.
They will. They will.
Well,
oh, and the rockets are getting closer to the Israeli stuff. One man was hurt because they hit a gas station and blew up cars and stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They're trying to take out that nuclear site still, so
I know.
Yeah, that's real crazy. That's just crazy. You know?
I'm very surprised that Iran has not sent them. We want it, but Iran really would love to do a job on Israel. So doesn't Iran have bigger missiles that they could use? I mean, they've got
the
302s now.
Yeah.
So they only
have
the 301s
that they have now.
What if they send them something smaller? What if they send them something bigger or stronger?
They did. The Hamas didn't hit something a mile away. Now they're hitting all over the other side of Israel. So
I missed something.
Second to none. Today they fired 77 missiles. I love the numbers in this. 77 missiles. And guess how many hit? Yeah, out of 77 missiles fired, 3 missiles landed, and it was all in completely unpopulated areas.
Like where are you aiming at?
July 12th, Saturday, 2:08.
They were shot down.
Fourth day of Operation Protective Edge. 140 rockets were fired from Gaza, and 27 of those were intercepted by Iron Dome batteries. 170 rockets hit Israel soil. In response, 235 terror targets were struck in Gaza.
Wow.
That was at 2:08 a.m. July 12th.
What
so
they're trying to do, though.
Got hit,
That's a lot. Oh, my gosh, that's a lot.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
And Israel's ramping it up now. There's more airstrikes going on as we speak. Like, I was watching Jazeera News before the show started. And
Wolf Blitzer has 2 hours on it, But what they're trying to do, though, is overwhelm the Iron Dome, because if you send too many, then the signals are not going to – and that's what their aim is, and to hit the nuclear sites. That's their main goal, overwhelm and hit the nuclear. Yeah.
Well, I don't think there's going to be some long-winded war. It's going to get ugly and spill over into Syria.
Oh, if they march in with 40,000 troops, it's going to be over.
Yeah.
But Israel's going to have a lot of casualties,
too. Yeah, but Iran will step in if they have to, and they'll do something
crazy. I bet. I just have this – I don't know if anybody else has gotten this, but I just get this terrible feeling. I don't know if it's a vision or what, but somebody's going to drop a bigger bomb on Israel, like almost a smaller nuclear device, just to get it, just to get them. I just have this horrible feeling that some country's got something, and they're going to drop it on Israel.
or shoot it into there. I just had this thing went through me, this flash went through me of like somebody's got something somewhere. I don't know if it's Iran, probably, but when it gets really, really bad, they're going to leash something on Israel that's going to be pretty devastating. Not totally.
There was a prophecy about that, Pat.
Is there?
A prophecy last year about how a nuclear bomb went off over Israel.
Not a real big one, but enough to do a lot of damage, to shut them down. Then maybe that's what I'm getting a flash of. I don't know.
I didn't want to think about it.
But they're going to get so fed up with Israel that they're going to hit them with this big, a stronger device going off. That's what I flashed through my head.
I just
want to
welcome real quick. Just pop in here. So hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys.
There you go. Hi. What's going on, Katie?
Hi, guys.
Not much. Just been watching videos on YouTube, and just it's so cool how everyone is getting the same word, and it's just awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about your day today, Katie.
Well, I had my first tournament today. I started up a tournament, and I had about 14 people show up, and it went really well. So it's kind of fun to pass the time, you know. So that's what I was doing until 4 o'clock today. But
did you win the tournament?
Yeah. What now?
Did you win the tournament?
Were you playing in it?
I just hosted it. I just did everything to get the awards and did all the draws and all that stuff.
You're the pretty girl that dressed in the shorts and gives out the prizes?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just teasing you.
Hey, that's fun.
So I caught the end of your conversation. There was a nuke that went off in Israel?
No,
I was saying I just had a terrible feeling that somebody's going to shoot something big off. And they're going to get so sick of Israel doing what it's doing, although Israel has a right to defend itself. Like they said, if we had some country lobbing and, you know, bombs to us, would we just sit there and let them do it? No, so that we're not doing it either. And Hamas apparently set that off first. But I just had a flash thing of something going off in Israel. But I don't know where from who. Yeah, and then Keith said something about there was a prophecy.
Yeah, a nuclear bomb went off over Israel. And then right before it was about to annihilate Israel, Jesus stopped it.
Oh, wow.
He
came down
the second
then.
Coming, and he stopped it. It was part of the second coming when he landed on the Mount of Olives, and he stopped all the damage, and with his hand, he stopped all of it.
Was that from?
Yeah. Oh, it was a while back. I read it. And no damage came, and he cleared the energy in the sky, and everybody, you know, it was amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know our Lord can do anything.
Of course he's God. Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Wow, that's encouraging.
Yeah,
because if Israel goes in with ground troops, oh man.
Oh yeah.
You know. That's it. And you know
Hamas
what it is.
You know, ISIS wants to take over Hamas because they think Hamas is doing a lame-o job, so all you're going to do is see Hamas come down, and then ISIS is going to come back up behind them.
Yeah,
and
Iran's
going to
get really into the thick of it and do a job, you know?
And
this is an opening for Iran to really do some smashing, unfortunately.
And Israel will take out the nuke sites over in Iran, and then if they do that, they're also going to have stuff come in from Syria against them at the same time.
There's other countries that are going to come in and help Iran.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because they all hate Israel. They
that's Psalm 83 when it says
no
all the
friend
nations
over there at
all.
We're the only friend they have.
That's at Psalm 83 when it says all the nations will conspire against Israel.
It's all leading up to that now.
That's what it says, you know.
Yeah. And Israel thinks that they're going to go in and stop Hamas, but, you know, it's like cockroaches coming out of the thing. If it isn't them, it's going to be somebody else. There's other groups.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll come at Israel. It's not just them. And it's going to give an opening to all these other countries that hate them to smash them.
Well, yeah, that's what Psalm 83 says at the start of it. It says all the nations will conspire together, you know, and say that we can take out Israel. And it's like it uses the language of that what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh!
Mm-hmm.
You can feel, don't you? It's not just me. You feel it in your all of you must feel it in your spirit that.
Oh yeah.
This is it. I mean, every day is like getting so insane.
Everyone's so nervous.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about who, in a strategic planning sense, would like a wider war in the Arabic Middle East.
That's a thought.
And I first thought of one country, but then I thought of another country, and they would be less in the they're still under the gun, but they would be less directly involved. Do you want to offer a thought on that, Keith?
Saudi Arabia? I don't know.
I was going to say Saudi Arabia.
Here's the thing. All the countries surrounding Israel are Arabic except Syria. And the Syrian heritage is considered, especially like their Ba'ath Party politics, is considered to be more Aryan. And that's what the Iranians, that Iran and Aryan, you see the similarity in the words, that's what the Iranians consider themselves. So at first I thought, well, maybe Syria would do it. But then I remembered that Iran is basically in control of all the missiles in Syria, except for the terrorist groups. But the bigger, more serious ones, and we don't think Syria has nuclear weapons.
No.
It is believed that the Iranians may have some of the old Russian suitcase nukes, Soviet.
Right.
And so let's just say you're the Iranians, and you know that Israel is only going to put up with your nuclear program for so long.
True.
And you've got all these Arabic countries, which you don't really have much respect for.
True.
And then you have Syria, who is basically your proxy now, because without them, the Assad government wouldn't stand.
Mm-hmm.
So I can think that they might be pretty tempted to fire off a more significant missile to try to weaken or destabilize Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they want to, too. Remember, they need to start a world war because they need to get their Mahdi out of the
game.
Yeah,
right.
They
want a conflagration to take out America and Israel.
They said this year they have to start a world war, and they have six. They said a couple months ago they had 6 months to do it. So they're in the time frame now where they have to do it to get
the Mahdi, this I-Man 12th guy coming in,
Yeah, this whatever.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Insane. Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, an Arabic-Israeli war would not directly involve the Iranians from their heritage perspective, even if it involved them a little bit. They probably figure they could survive it.
Jerry, I didn't understand what you said about Syria. Why are they different than the other countries around them?
They consider their heritage to be more Aryan, Persian.
How
like
is that different? I sound like a dummy,
the politics of the ruling family there is called the Ba'ath Party, and they were like Saddam Hussein. Basically, they would be affiliated with sort of Nazi-type stuff.
Really?
And that's the name Iran is a derivation, or really that's more the origination of the word Aryan, Aryan race. That's why they sound so similar, is because it's basically the same word.
Oh, wow.
And so the Syrians and the Iranians consider themselves more sort of the Persian heritage.
Oh, wow.
Rather than Arabic. And the Arabic cultures were more tribal and nomadic for the most part. And you have Islam in Iran, of course, and in Syria, but their national heritage is not Arabic, the way they look at it, the ruling people.
Oh, wow.
So they have less sympathy for the Arabic populations around Israel, and they might be willing to cast off. Let's put it this way. And the Iranians, since they are largely in control of Syria militarily, they might be willing to sort of expose Syria to a retribution attack from Israel by launching a missile.
Well, those troops in Syria are all coming from Iran right now. Iran's backing all its troops and money. Sending all its money and troops through Syria right now to kind of just – everyone knows it, but they're disguising it, so they don't have to do a direct war because they're afraid that Israel will go take their nuke sites out. So they're just routing everything through Syria.
Yeah,
Saudi Arabia can't stand Iran. So Saudi Arabia and a lot of those Arab nations want to take Iran out. They're even willing to work with Israel to take Iran
Kuwait,
out.
Poor Israel.
So.
Well, this was prophesied that Israel would have this problem. So.
Well, it's, that's just one thought, but... But when Pat, you know, is having this kind of a feeling, that's what came to my mind as the most likely place for that to come from. And then that fits right in with the destruction of Damascus, because that's going to be Israel's automatic response.
Well, I'm going to jump in real fast just to say one thing. I posted a video the night before that Israel got bombed. The Lord told me to pray for them, and I made a video, and it was pretty urgent. And then it's just so cool the next day, like, it was happening. So
Saw that video, definitely. I'm glad you're getting all that urgency, Kay, about us rolling out of here ASAP. Because it's all lined up right now.
I mean,
it's
This is the first time in
50 years, they said that the Middle East has not been this bad in 50 years, they said. So.
Wow.
Yeah, experts are saying that.
So what, Keith? Middle East has been this bad in 50 years, you said.
Yeah, 50 years. It's
that's amazing.
Worse now than it's been in 50 years.
What did you say? Israel hasn't been this bad?
Middle East.
No, the Middle East has not
Middle
been
East.
This bad
in
50
okay.
years.
Wow.
You know, and now we have a supermoon tonight. I mean, come on. A supermoon is like, that means war with Israel.
Means they're going to march into Gaza.
It's going to spill into Syria. Like Jerry was saying, I totally agree with that. Damascus is next on the list to be Damascus or the Iran nukes. It's one of the two real fast before we depart. It's one of the two.
I just feel something's going to happen to Israel that's not really good. Something's going to go off.
Mm-hmm. Those poor people. You know.
Those poor people is right. They're terrified. They're terrified of what Israel's going to do if they march in. They said that today. They're terrified.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, Israel's going to have to step it up, though, really, really, really big, because Israel's going to have to squash this really fast in a really huge way, which they're trying to do right now. Because they don't want it to be like two missiles there and four back and three there.
Exactly.
That's a running joke the last 10 years. So they're going to. But see, if they don't realize, if they go in and squash Hamas, ISIS is going to look like, whoa, what's going on with Israel? It'll look like Israel's trying to take over the Middle East. And ISIS
someone else will come along.
ISIS will rise up against them.
They'll never get rid of anybody. Never.
ISIS will come up against them and Jordan, and that's when it'll be the big war is going on.
They're never
going to
get rid of it.
Yeah.
Never.
Then we'll get our peace after Damascus goes home, but we'll be in heaven talking about that one. We're just trying to figure out.
God himself will have to end this mess, period.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can't. They will not be able to do it.
No.
I just want to say, and I had two dreams the past night, or maybe even this morning, with Christmas themes. I have no idea what they're about, but I just remembered that Christmas themes were involved.
Really?
There was a video about the God's second, you know, his coming for us around Christmas time.
That's
year.
Like, that's that Christmas thing everybody's been talking about, right?
Well,
in
July.
I had a dream last night that was kind of weird. I didn't think it was a rapture dream, but after I got up, the Lord was showing me that it was a rapture dream. I was in a really big restaurant, and there was two sides to the restaurant, and everything, like, it started getting darker and darker, but there was no lights on. As the light started coming down, there was no lights coming on. And so, like, people were trying to, like, gosh, I can barely see you. It's getting darker in the restaurant. And it was a very busy restaurant, huge, but it was just getting darker and darker and darker. And it was like a grayness all through the place. It was so dark. And I just was like, this is kind of scary. What's going on here? It's like the world is growing dark. And all of a sudden, after a long time of darkness, where it was just almost pitch black in there, the lights started coming on, and all the lights came on. And that was it. And the Lord told me, there's darkness descending upon the world now, but soon, very, very soon, the lights are going to come on. We're going to be out of here.
Wow. Great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really, I didn't like the darkness. I didn't like it. I'm so glad the lights came on. I was so happy. So when are we getting raptured? Like, I need some dates and time. Katie, what time did God give you?
The 27th. But, well, he does the date he gave me. I don't think it'll be the rapture. I think we're leaving before that. But that was the last date he gave me.
Now, tomorrow is a big deal, because tomorrow is the big California quake that that expert who has been 100% accurate on predicting all the prior quakes, North Ridge and all them, is saying it's going to roll He bases it on the super moon and the trends going on with the energy with the super moon and the gravity, whatever it is. He said it always happens at these times. And he was 6 minutes off by his time in Northridge down to the minute. He said it'll be in the early a.m. from 4 to 6 a.m. or 4 to 6 p.m. And it'll be tomorrow. And then you've got the Russian scientists who say that within 2 weeks there'll be a huge California quake because if they're studying the actual anomalies going on with the fault line, the San Andreas.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that fits in with what you're saying.
And the roads are melting. The roads are melting at Yellowstone. They're melting from the heat underneath.
Why is that so hot?
The heat underneath. The lava's rising.
That is insane.
Yeah, but it's happening. And the scientists have checked it out. No, the scientists have checked it out. They said that's why the roads are melting, and they're keeping people away.
Yeah.
You can see there are pictures of it. The big gouges. Looks like somebody needs to do a pothole job, but it's all melting from the heat underneath, and it's got to be over 500 degrees to do it.
Yeah, they're going to explode soon. That's why.
Oh yeah, it's rising up.
Okay. And then Fukushima's earthquake, plus they're hitting the typhoon right now, and they said there's a high alert for Fukushima right now with the typhoon, even though they just had the 6.8 quake as well.
There you go. Whole of Japan is sitting on a big volcano, you know.
Yeah.
So they have so many earthquakes.
27 sounds. When is the Gates of Hell opening up? When was that?
28th? Carol said the
28th?
Yeah.
27?
The
27th. Yeah. Okay. I think Carol said we're going out then. She got excited. She's been looking for the rapture for 57 years, and she said finally she just woke up, and God told her we're going home this
month.
But,
you know, the translation's got to happen before.
A week before.
Well, Katie, when are we doing that? How about now?
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. We're leaving this month. Everyone else, you know, might leave a week or two
later.
I don't know.
Donna, when's the translation happen? Come on, give us some dates and time.
Week before the 27th, like Katie
Donna.
Said.
Yeah, the 27th.
27th.
Let's just all believe it.
Yeah.
We'll
convince Jesus.
I believe something will happen on the 27th, and I'm ready for it.
Well, I think translation's happening on July 13th, if that's what I'm thinking, and then I think the rapture will happen on the 27th. Or even the
27th. How do you know it'll be
I like
how many days between the translation and the rapture?
I'd say about seven, but, you know, give or take. So I know that's longer than a week. So either Roman got the 21st, so we could say July 21st is translation, and then there's rapture. But I say the 13th is a good rapture day.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
Translation.
Every time I, exactly.
I like that.
Every time I look at a day in July, it's like I find something that makes it compelling, so.
Mm.
One way or another. So he's just keeping me on high alert.
Why don't you stay up all night with these dates and let us know, since you're into the staying up all night.
You know,
I've done that. One too many nights.
I've actually done that. I have actually
Thank
done
you, Jerry.
That. Okay, so.
Just do it again.
Yeah.
Thank
we
you
hear
so
you.
Much.
We hear you. You're not alone.
I just think it's amazing that the messages we're seeing in the world are matching the messages we're getting from God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean.
There's so many.
Even though we trust how we're led, when you see the same kinds of messages, from Lagarde and, you know, the IMF and Siri or whatever, but still, all these, you know, the events and the messages and everything is just
at the door.
You know, I mean, I don't want
to. He said the timing of the events would speed up the space in between them, and it definitely has taken an upswing recently, right?
Definitely,
it's not been like that.
It has speeded up.
Way speeded up.
Okay, you know what Michelle said, and I agree with Michelle. She says the translation is any time now until the 13th. So, yes, it's today. The translation is today. And then she thinks the translation is definitely before the 27th, she thinks. But I agree, you know, it's today. Mm-hmm. We're translated today.
It has to be with the California quake tomorrow.
It's got to be really soon.
She said she got two messages, hints that the 13th would be the last day to be here.
Wow.
Judy said my me of that today.
Oh, I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know. What are you talking about? Your son alerted you of what today, Judy? I'm reading chat. Sorry. I'm the chat
player. Judy gone?
The Miami Heat player.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron James left the Miami Heat NBA to return to Cleveland, his hometown. He said, I'm coming home.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And they also have posters of him. It's called The Prodigal Son Returns.
Oh, my gosh.
And Rhea's saying, Psalm 83, Israel prepares for ground offensive in Gaza as rockets fire from Lebanon. So that's exciting.
From Lebanon?
Yeah, they had rockets fire from Lebanon.
Oh, great.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Whoa.
Yeah, rockets fire from Lebanon, yes. Well, technically yesterday. Today for us, but yesterday for them.
Oh, that's bad.
7th.
For Israel. That's
Thanks,
bad.
Tana, for keeping up with that. I appreciate that. Tana, been
wow.
posting on the Facebook little chat thing we have going on. It really helps.
Hey, Rhea just put a link in a YouTube link in chat, and I tried to click on it, and it took me, and it said the YouTube video had been removed.
Yeah, Rhea, it's been removed. I got that, too.
So
why has it been removed?
She,
what was it?
I'd like to know what the subject was of that video. I know she can't explain everything, but...
Give us the just the nitty-gritty of what it was, dear.
Yeah.
Send us a note. Pronto.
So I'm lurking
Northern
in
Galilee,
chat.
Rosemary said.
I'm lurking in chat because I had a login problem, which dates back to yesterday for some reason. I have to figure out what's going on there. But I'm sort of there.
Okay.
I think Roman was blocked out. Roman said that Judy blocked him out for 24 hours. Judy was punishing him.
Yeah, because he went in the name Dirty Socks.
She knocked him out.
He was not behaving.
Come
and
in.
He went in with the name Dirty Socks and was...
He's a hoot. I love you.
Family.
Oh,
yes.
Crazy. Oh my goodness.
So I think Michelle's just about to get her new car tomorrow, if I remember right. I wonder if new car smell goes in the translation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's driving so fast in that car around town. She's like she's ready for the rapture.
Car's going
to
go right into the rapture.
I saw a woman going 100 miles an hour by my house. I thought it was Michelle in her new car.
She's going to come collect us.
Yeah.
Somebody goes in the trunk.
Silver Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, she's going to get it. She's not going to drive it. I said she's going to watch the delivery from heaven of the
and cry.
She's going to go up in her car. Her and Tom are going up
in the
car.
Yeah, she's going to take us up in the car. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. She already has plans to pick up Tana right before the rapture. Like, Lord, wait 1 second. Let me go get
wait,
Tana.
Wait, you got some more people to pick up.
Mm-hmm. Grab a
shotgun
window.
For the trunk. If that's the only way I can get up there. I'll go in the trunk. Just leave a little air. I'll be all right.
I remember the whole dream, but one of my dreams recently was something about me being an airplane flying somewhere. Which I
know
think
how to fly. I'll fly it for you.
Rapture related, but I'm not sure. I don't remember the whole dream. I just remember going in an airplane and flying somewhere. Oh, I was concerned. I had to get snacks before I got on the plane. And my mom was there, and she wanted to drive someplace out to get snacks. I'm like, no, I'll just get snacks in the airport. And then came back, and then all of a sudden there were, like, some terrorists or something, and we hid. And then we ended up getting on the plane and getting to wherever we were supposed to go. But, yeah, I don't remember all of it.
Donna's cupcakes, right? You had your cupcakes with you when you were hiking the terrace?
I needed to get snacks, like cupcakes and stuff for the plane, because wherever I go, I have to have snacks. I had
at the controls with the pizza on the other seat. Okay, we're okay. We're set.
I had a whole bag of snacks when I was driving Keith to Vegas, didn't I, Keith?
God bless snacks. What would you do without them? Just throw in the cupcakes and we'll be all set.
So Rhea,
so what do you all think about God cutting the show down to an hour?
Hmm.
I don't like it.
No, I think we all wanted longer, but for whatever reason.
Well, if RCC disappears, we'll just have a call-in phone thing or something, just whoever can call in.
Rhea says that was about rockets fired from Lebanon strike attacks by Gaza enter fourth day. That's what that video was about. You know, whatever God wants to do, it's his show. So.
What did you say, honey?
God is the pastor, so whoever he wants to do. But I was saying the video that Rhea had put in for us to click on was about rockets fired from Lebanon strike Israel's attacks by Gaza enter fourth day.
Wow. I can't believe there's other countries getting involved.
No, I just want to make sure that
Israel's
going to
go after them.
I think it's important that we still have the group camaraderie all the way to the rapture whenever that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to keep that no matter what.
That's why you probably didn't take it all away because of that. Giving us an hour, so at least we could, hang out and ship.
Keep up to par with what's really happening.
Yeah, because it's
going
to go to 15 minutes starting tomorrow.
You're dead, Judy.
Sorry. You know what's so funny is there really is a 15-minute option on Blog Talk.
Are you serious? That's crazy.
Calling
oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
Yeah, hi, goodbye. Nice talking to you.
Roll call.
That's about it. Yeah, we're here. Goodbye.
Love you, Jesus.
We're out of here. Yeah. Love you, Lord. Bye. See you soon.
15 minutes of Jesus, praise you, Jesus, and then, shoot, this show's over. Sorry.
you can. Go ahead. I got a haircut. Oh, I'm sorry. My future fiancé is here.
Hey, everyone.
No, my daughter's,
Bobby
my granddaughter's future fiancé.
Oh, I'm sorry. Katie dropped. Now you're back on, Katie. What'd you say?
I said check out Dobby's video.
Oh, right.
He just put a new one up.
Okay.
Yeah, it really is exciting. There's breaking news like every 5 minutes.
I know.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Exactly, Judy. Crazy. This is timing's all sped up now. It's all like around the clock.
You can't catch your breath.
And no matter how bad it is, it's like, oh, that was an hour ago. We're talking about something more different now, worse. It's like, oh, okay, forget about that one.
Every 5 minutes,
Fukushima,
it's like
Fukushima blow up. They'll be like, oh, no, that was an hour ago. Let's talk about the war now.
Oh my gosh.
That's from Israel.
Oh my
Illinois.
Gosh, it's insane.
After better agents.
Oh.
Which one? The one about Swarm is in Illinois school?
Yeah.
Black helicopter command center and agents.
Where's Double? I gotta get Double on there.
Somebody said it's weird. Fox News doesn't even have scripted fake answers.
Oh, dear. Oh, my gosh.
Well, this, I would say, I mean, since presumably there's nobody in school right now, and it's after school hours anyway, this would seem, I don't know, that looks like a drill to me.
Yeah, it says, they all parked in a field of the grade school. The peacefulness of town of 850 was broken by all the excitement. So maybe it's just...
Oh.
What's going on?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
weird stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we don't need regular law enforcement anymore because the feds swoop in every time anything happens. And then half the time, half the time escort the criminals to safety.
Oh.
Well, that's our way our government works nowadays, yes.
That's a cool thought.
Well, bottom line, we love Jesus. We know you're coming to get us, and we are just waiting like today.
Right.
Yeah, why don't you read a He and I?
Yeah, you could use some He and I. How about some nice, calm words from the Lord? We have to find some here. Hold on, guys. Let me get something for you. I have read so much to you guys. I put a little R after everything I've read. Let me see how this one is. He says, without me, what are you? And if you want never to be separated from me, why don't you try to be more one with me? What hinders you? What is there to prevent you from giving thanks all day long? You want to love me in all circumstances, but you are in the world and surrounded by others. Then you can continue to love me in this one and that one, can't you? What keeps you from doing this? And when you hold a sweet joy to your heart, welcome me in it. I hide myself like that for you to find me. That's God's game. Win. And when you win, be sure of this, that I am the real winner. I, the most sensitive. And she was looking at thousands of flowers and the tiny golden stars. She was thinking of the firmament. He says, if people contemplated my creation more often than the works of man, how this would draw them nearer to me. But they think too much of earthly things. Seek every means of coming close to me, Gabrielle, not just once a day, but at every moment. You understand? May your life be mine, uninterruptedly mine. You breathe, don't you? Then there I am in your very breathing. Don't I recreate you? Breathe with my breathing always. It's so simple. And this will be power in you. If you offered me your joys and your moments of recreation, I would send you a few trials because it is only your union with me that I am seeking. And as a rule, you come to me only when you are unhappy. Then come, oh, come, always, come, always. So there you go. It's a little encouragement. You're so sweet, our Lord. Oh, my God, dear, you're so sweet. Oh.
Scripture. I did a scripture for by Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all you nations, all you peoples, for great is his love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think if we ever get discouraged or anything, just whip open Psalms, guys, and start praying, and it'll lift you up immediately. You'll get hammered by the Holy Spirit. I can promise you that. Just read open Psalms, and you connect with God immediately because you're praising him. A lot of them are praise, and you're crying out in your need, and you know he's going to answer you. It's going to fill you with that confidence and peace, you know, that he's there for you, that he loves your prayer, your praise, and that he's with you. He's with you. He's not going to leave us. It's just getting crazy, I'm telling you, but we have the peace of God. We have him in our hearts, and just keep praying for conversions. I pray for that more than anything, the conversions that God will, I say, Father God, open up the hearts of everyone so that your son Jesus can live therein having his own way, especially hardened sinners. Remembering his words, Father, Abba, please forgive them, Father. They know not what they do, as he said this from the cross. Remember his words. So little prayers like that through the day, you know, just Jesus, we cover everyone with your precious blood, that they will have the gift of conversion so that they won't go to hell. Just something simple like that, just from your heart, you know, and say that to him. Prayer is so powerful. In many publications or spiritual readings, I see it says, you don't realize how powerful your prayers are. You think a little word or a couple of words to God, well, that's very powerful to him. That means so much. That hits his heart. He's listening to you, and he will act upon it in his time and way, but he will act upon your prayer, whether it's for the world or your family or whatever. So always remember how powerful your prayers are, and that God is so thrilled when you pray, because we're living by faith. We're not like Thomas, who had to touch his wounds and make sure that was Jesus. And Jesus said, blessed are they who believe without seeing. We are the ones now without seeing in the crucible of or whatever you want to call it, of time, of earth time, of the greatest and glorious moments of after his ascension into heaven, his suffering. We are in the most powerful and greatest times right now, because we're the bride who the only ones who are going to be taken up to him. So what an incredible moment we're living in. And we love him, and we believe, and we're surrounded with the enemy. We're just surrounded with him. He's just doing everything crazy, but we believe we're God's, and we're going to make it. And we want to bring as many along as we can. So I'm just putting it out there. Just keep praying for conversions, guys. Just pray. You don't want anybody going to hell, you know. The hardest sinner. His mercy is so insane that he'll, the minute a sigh, a cry, he'll take you into his heart, into his arms, and he will forgive you. You know, mm-hmm. He's so great. He's so great that way. He's so much love. We can't comprehend the love that God is, his mercy, and how he doesn't want anyone lost. But we are very blessed. We are the most blessed generation.
Everyone follow I Love God 777?
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I love God. 777. Is that what you said?
Nice trumpet.
Yeah. No, I didn't know. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, those are the readings that Keith sends to me, and I read that have been so encouraging to all of us. Thank God.
Yeah, she has really good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's YouTube.
It's uh-huh. IPK 287.
This one is I Love God 777.
Yeah, I've heard of this, yeah.
Okay.
We'll check that out.
And this is YouTube, I Love God 777?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Yeah. Oh.
She had an angel come to her last year, I think Angel Gabriel or Michael, and told her that she was going home. So everyone should look at her channel. She's gotten a lot of visions and stuff like that. So
good. Good. Excellent. Oh, hang in there.
Anyone else have any revelations from the Lord that they want to share? We have like 9 minutes left, believe it or not.
I got a word today, which I could read.
Cool.
Read it.
Jerry, real quick, before you share it real quick, you can go into podcast if it takes a little longer, okay? So go ahead, dear.
Yeah, okay. My daughters and my sons, you are also my brothers and sisters in my spirit, the Holy Spirit. He will teach you all things through my word and in prayer. You know the time is near when I will take you away from this world. Cling to me in spirit and prayer and be prepared to let go of the world. Let go of the world now if you have not already. We fly and say goodbye to the evil and confusion. Do not fear nor grieve, please. Trust all things to me. You glorify my love for you by faith. You can trust my love. Hold on to our relationship and my promises. They are the source of your peace until we are joined in my house. I want you to love me with all of your heart. I love you in this way every day. Is there a difference for you between faith and trust? Consider and decide how this is for you. I am not a hard teacher. Your success is my joy. I answer more freely now than ever for those who ask. Your excitement is well-founded. The condition of the world and your condition in the world may trouble you. I will call you with a smiling face of joy. When I call, please have a smiling face for me.
Beautiful. Wow. There's another YouTube station. It's called Believers Central and the number one, just the number one. And it's from yesterday, and it says, Proof Jesus will return in our generation. So if you want to check that one out, Believers Central and then just the number one. And it's done yesterday. Yeah. Just more confirmations.
So much, Jerry. Can I repeat that?
Repeat?
Do you want you to read your word?
Okay. Okay. Just a sec. Okay. My daughters and my sons, you are also my brothers and sisters in my spirit, the Holy Spirit. He will teach you all things through my word and in prayer. You know the time is near when I will take you away from the world. Cling to me in spirit and prayer and be prepared to let go of the world. Let go of the world now if you have not already. We fly and say goodbye to the evil and confusion. Do not fear nor grieve, please. Trust all things to me. You glorify my love for you by faith. You can trust my love. Hold on to our relationship and my promises. They are the source of your peace until we are joined in my house. I want you to love me with all of your heart. I love you in this way every day. Is there a difference for you between faith and trust? Consider and decide how this is for you. I am not a hard teacher. Your success is my joy. I answer more freely now than ever for those who ask. Your excitement is well-founded. The condition of the world and your condition in the world may trouble you. I will call you with a smiling face of joy. When I call, please have a smiling face for me.
Beautiful. Aww. That is so precious. How encouraging.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's the heart of God right there.
Yeah.
Judy, did you want to do communion? You wanted to do it yesterday, I saw in chat. But
thanks, Mona. Great idea. Joe, can you lead it?
Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do communion, brothers and sisters. Let's remember our Lord and get excited for his soon coming. Okay, on the night of the Last Supper, the Lord told the disciples to do this, all of us to do this in remembrance of him. He took a loaf, he prayed over it, he broke it amongst them, and he said, "Eat this. This means my body, which is in your behalf. Keep doing this in remembrance of me. Let us eat together." Later in the meal, he did likewise, respecting the cup. He filled it with wine, he prayed over it, and he said, "This means the new covenant by virtue of my blood. Keep doing this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together." For as often as you eat this loaf and drink this cup, you keep proclaiming the death of our Lord until he arrives.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, let's just do a little bit of music, I guess.
I say, here's John 17:17. Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him, just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father. So the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that comes down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever." He said, well, this while teaching in the synagogue of Capernaum. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 I have a beautiful prayer here. It's just like a little paragraph, but I say this every time we do this. If it's okay, it says, "Oh, Jesus, I love you and desire you. Come into my heart. I embrace you. Oh, never leave me. May the burning and most sweet power of your love, oh, Lord Jesus Christ, I beseech you, absorb my mind that I may die through love of your love, who were graciously pleased to die through love of my love." That's from St. Francis of Assisi. You know, when we make spiritual communion. Yeah. Yeah. So I read that every time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because we have such little time together. So we have 40 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love you all.
Love you
love
too.
You,
love everybody. Love Jesus. Everybody in chat.
Love you,
love
Jerry.
You all,
love
all you guys.
Spirit and the bride sake.
Yes.
Love you,
probably.
Katie.
Probably tonight, tomorrow. Oh, boy. Just
this
a feeling.
It's so good to talk to all of you. Love you so
yeah.
much.
Love you all. Talking. Love you too, Keith. Love you, everyone.
Love you, everybody.
Love you, Father God.
Love you, Jesus.
We're the,
Father God.
We're the closest we've been.
Yeah. I
everything
think we're all feeling something very special.
Yeah.
Everything.
The way the world is at that, we're ready to fly. Yeah.
Jesus. Reasons. Father God has his reasons for cutting the show.
Yes.
Things up.
Well, if he cuts it off altogether, we'll meet at Joe's place and we'll hang out. We'll all move to hang out.
Sounds like a plan.
In the new car.
Yeah, that's right.